You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. We own three of them, and I can tell you personally, even before they became sponsors, their customer service is second to none. Every time I've had any issues with any of my machines, going back to the way old ones, they've always taken really good care of me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com. Oh, and mention us, and they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins or Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We always tell our players that they should be working on their craft. I challenge you to work on your craft. Come over, join a community of like-minded coaches who want to make this game better. It's the reason I started Teach Hoops, is to help pay the bills for all these podcasts, but even more importantly, to give back to this great game that has given me so much, and to set up a roadmap for you to be successful, not only on the court, but off the court. And we offer a 14-day free trial. So come over and kick the tires around, see if you like it. And let's head off to the podcast.
Anyway, welcome back to the Coaches That Sound Like Kermit the Frog. Who do we sound like? It's that deep, like we sound like we both smoke six packs a day or something.
I don't smoke, so
I
would
smoke
say
either. I mean,
I think one of the things that coaches is that we're in Wisconsin, and with this weather and the climate change all the time, is that the constant change in weather, our bodies never get consistently adapted to. And so you have the mold, you have all this thing, and it's like one moment it's 40 degrees out.
Like I was telling you, I walked into a casino yesterday. Holy I won't swear. Holy buckets. That there are still people that smoke a lot.
Yep.
It's pretty
gross, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't smoke, but it literally, like, I swear we sound like smokers.
I sound like Froggy from Little Rascals, or do
it's like Will Arnett from The Smartless. Like, he's a smoker, and you can tell it in his voice. He's the Reese's Peanut
Oscar
Butter
the Grouse
guy.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, something. All right. So today we're talking about March Madness, and not only the March Madness that makes billions with a B dollars, but just March Madness, just the feeling around. It's the one time of the year that basketball just dominates. Like, you know what I mean? It's like more than any sport, I think.
Oh, for sure. And I would say from all levels, from youth all the way up to collegiate, you know,
right.
and the NBA's got its place, but you know, from the college game all the way down, the game is just more pure. It's more team-based oriented. It's just it's a feel of like anywhere you turn your head, you can go watch a game. You get yourself connected with your friends, with the brackets and the social aspect and talking about hoops. I would also think it's an opportunity to do things. So like for me, every year, me and my daughter, we go to the state tournament. That's me and her thing. We go up to Green Bay. We get a room. We got good seats. It's a dad-daughter time. She refuses to allow my son or my wife to go. It is daddy-daughter weekend. You know, that is like the madness and the feel of being around that.
Eat crappy food.
Exactly. And I don't feel guilty about it. I don't have a practice to worry about. My head is clear. I'm just enjoying watching these high school girls play excellent basketball. And then after that, we're going to watch this. And, you know, and it's like you find other people from other communities and you're just talking and seeing how they're doing it, you know, rooting for them. And it's a really fun environment. I wouldn't even say I think it's a magical time. When you love basketball, March is a magical time for anybody that truly loves the game, especially a high school basketball coach, because there's just so much you could take in.
And the thing is, I think it's like talking about T-Troops and talking about leaning into the next season. It also gets you. I always have a pad of paper and I'm always like, ooh, that looks good. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. It can be as simple as
I love that slogan on that T-shirt for my next year in the motto. You've been in that situation where you see somebody from some town, man, I really like that shirt. I think I'm going to steal that, you know? I was a couple weeks ago. I think I was working out and a girl from a different college was working out. She had her team shirt on and said, your energy speaks. I'm like, oh, how about your effort speaks? I like that. Your effort speaks. I'm like, I'm going to use that next year already. I like that. I like the word energy, but I like the word effort because effort is whatever you have within that energy. Like you can control your effort. Your effort speaks. Because even when you're talking, that requires effort. When you're in a defensive stance, that requires effort. Your effort speaks. I'm like,
I'm using that today. What are you talking about?
There you go. This is what we do, right? those little things, it's like, and it kind of like for you at the end of the day as a coach, it brings that joy factor. The people and watching the collegiate games, the upsets, you know, hearing the voices of the awesome announcers that you've been watching for years, that moment of watching some group of high school boys or girls win a state championship, their whole community is there, their whole college is there. It's that whole piece, you know, I don't know. It's like for one time a year when you're done coaching, you can just enjoy the game as the game instead of everything.
I'm telling
else.
You
know what I'm saying?
Like I told you, I was taking my son to a game, but it's really hard for me to watch basketball during the season.
Oh, it's terrible for me
because I can't watch like the Bucks or the Badgers or Marquette or anything because I'm watching as a coach rather than a spectator. So it's one of the reasons we got rid of our season tickets for the Badgers because it was too stressful. But then once the season's over, you're right. A different hat goes on. Like
now I can go out to dinner with a friend, go watch a game, just enjoy the game and be a fan. I mean, there are times where you still feel things and you're like, you got your phone, you're writing a quick note or taking a picture.
Yes,
or something.
But that's different though. That's not
different though. You're not fully in it because you're not going to apply it the next day.
Right. I can't. The season's over.
Like our conversation, you're going to figure out today. I'm going to be talking about your energy speaks. Right.
Your effort speaks.
Because you're going to plug your effort speaks. Right.
Yeah. I like that. It's true. And it's like you've watched some of our games. Our closeouts are horrible. Like, and I watched the game and it's like, well, I'm going to your effort speaks. Like that extra little burst of energy will not let them shoot the three. Like, you know, it's, I'm trademarking this. I don't call them closeouts anymore. I call them close-ins because we're not closing out. We're closing in. We're closing in on them because otherwise.
All right. If you're going to steal my slogan on Monday, I'm going to be using that. So
close
like in that.
Because close out.
Close into her.
I close in because then she can't get the shot off. I'm closing into her area. I'm closing into what she's doing. It's not close out because close out is the problem is the shot's already gone while you're getting the hand up.
Right.
Those are closeouts. We don't want closeouts. We want close-ins.
Yeah, but I like that too because like, you know, like even when you're bumping a cutter, you got to close into her.
Close in.
Dude, you could just start a whole trademark of your own market.
TM.
TM. I'm trademarking that. You better not use it or you're going to be talking to my lawyer.
Who, Joe. Me?
Not you. You can use it. All the rest of you, use that and you sell it. You're going to be talking to Joe, my lawyer.
I love that. I think that's awesome.
Yep. Close in. That came to me like, because we're closing out. We are closing out. The ball's already gone.
Right.
We need to close in. We need to close. Because you know what I should
I have to take my body. Because I think the problem with the closeout is we assume that we're just going to get out there and we don't turn or whatever. But yeah. Closing in is like almost making contact, depending on what you're doing in your closing. I need to get less separation between me and me and the defender, right? Whether it's a close in regards to just stopping in stance or closing in on a shooter or closing in on a cutter, right?
Right.
Closing in means I should be making contact with the player. Or closing every single time.
I'm closing. Not closing in out. On the space. Not closing out. I'm closing in on that space.
Dude, I think that's even better for younger kids.
It is. And the thing is, when you close in, they can't get if you close in, they can't get the shot off. We do this. We shouldn't do that. We should do this. We should. Anyway, yes. I agree. It's close in. Close in. Anyway, that's the takeaway from today. All right, Coach. Anything else?
No, I think we'll have to have another conversation about close-ins at some
point. Yes, I think that's a podcast.
I think for sure. I think people would be into it.
I think so too. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Also, subscribe and like. We do appreciate those. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.